RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
During this year, we have been in different places and schools around Santander. We have known excellent students and excellent teachers. Now, in this month, in the different radio programs, we are going to listen our dear students speak about different topics. We are going to know about Barranca Bermeja, its people's life, the culture, holidays, and places to visit. Also, we traveled around Girón, one of the most beautiful towns in Santander and in Colombia, Girón. We are going to know about the plants, economy, and the special places to take photos or relating with your relatives and friends. And the students are going to tell us about themselves, their hobbies, and leisure activities. You are going to listen to other students speaking about the world history, like Cleopatra, writing in ancient India, the story about Superman, hamburgers, and of course, we are going to know about animals, like camels, giraffes, and others. And we are celebrating an important mundial event. Remember, the FIFA World Cup 2010. For this reason, some students are going to speak us about that amazing celebration and football players of another time and who are playing today. I invite you to miss a second because the students in Santander have been preparing different topics. They are learning English and they want to show us. Along this trip and all Sundays, you will listen to stories from the students of La Salle, Liceo Patria, Real de Mares, Normal Cristo Rey, Roberto García Peña, Miguel Sánchez, Jorge Ardila Duarte, Salesiano, Nacional de Comercio, Instituto Técnico Gabriela Mistral of Florida Blanca, and other schools. Well, I left with these clever teenagers, listen them, enjoying the stories, and living with us these beautiful adventures over the English way. Okay, this program was made by the students of Jorge Ardila Duarte School. Listen them. Listening and learning.
Si acaso tú no ves más allá de tu nariz, no te so una flor re-
We'll go out in style. What if you let me, I could, I show you how to build trumpets, set bridge.
restrictions, separate from the world. The cause of battle that you hate to fight, just blame the limelight. Don't look up, just let them think there's no place else you'd rather be. Cause now you can't turn back, because this road is oil.
My name is Monica Chia. I study at Jorge Ardila Duarte School. This is my friend Maria Camila Pachón. Where are you born?
I was born in Bucaramanga in 1996.
How old are you?
I am 14 years old.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite colors are black, red, green, and blue.
What is your favorite sport?
Basketball.
What do you do on your free time?
I watch TV, draw, and listen to music.
Okay, bye.
My school is a fine art school. We can study dance, drama, music, and arts. It has three files where the students have a wonderful time practicing sports or talking to their friends. There a gallery room, one laboratory, when we practice all our creativity. A very complete library where we can find our homework, 6 bedrooms, 2 technology rooms that are very complete, 2 cafeterias, coordination room, secretary, and teacher's room. Jorge Ardila Duarte School is like my home, and the teachers are like my family. They teach us values that help us in our formation as good people.
The music of Colombia is an expression of the Colombian culture, which contains diverse music genres, tradition, and modern accorded with the features to each geographic region. Also, is the frequency to find different musical styles in the same region. The diversity in musical expression found in Colombia can be seen as the result of the mixture of African, negative English, European influence, and others, the modern American and the Caribbean musicals. Vallenato. Vallenato originally in Brazil part of Colombia's Atlantic coast, and only gained popularity elsewhere in the country in 1980. Its origins are sure in the mystery, but are said to have begun with Francisco Alombre, for a bit defected Satan in the musical contest. Based around in the accordion, Vallenato has long been connected with cumbia. Influence artists include Alejo Durán, and more recently Alejandro Alfredo Gutiérrez and Lisandro Mesa. In addition to the accordion, the bass guitar has been a common part of Vallenato ensembles since it was introduced by Caligian. The more recent modernization of Vallenato occurred in 1993 when Carlos Vives released Clásicos de la Provincia, which made him to start the change to face of Vallenato. Now, Joropo, música llanera, is Arlet genre of music from Los Llanos, popular through Colombia. It includes the traditional Joropo musical style and is known for verbal contest called Contrapunteo. Artistas in this genre include Alfredo Rolando Gutiérrez, born in Cuba, Alma Llanera Band, Grupo Cimarrón Band, Luis Ariel Rey, Carlos Rojas, Sabor Llanero, Arnulfo Briseño, and others. This particular type of music is also popular in Venezuela due to Sherianas. Colombian folk music, the musical genre, has been growing recently with artists like Fonseca San Alejo, Lucas Arnao, or Mauricio Paledagua. Both pop with the strong trace of traditional Colombian music and saturation currency. Desde adentro and Maya representing this trend. Many Colombian artists are recognized internationally, including among others Shakira Mebrak, Carlos Vives, Soraya, Lucas Arrón.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Desde el CEAP de Valledupar, zona Caribe, tierra de música y leyenda, los invitamos a escuchar su programa Leyenda Vallenata. Su folclor, noticias del momento, el vallenato de ayer, el vallenato de hoy. Leyenda Vallenata, viernes 3:30 de la tarde, por la radio Una Virtual.
Que no quieres ya saber nada de mí.
Cibercafé, todos los días desde las 20 horas a las 20:30 hora colombiana. Un café virtual con aroma transglobal. Cibercafé, solamente aquí por la RV.
We continue here in La Aventura de Inglés. You have masculine. You'd be a blob, like a jellyfish out of water. That's because your skeleton gives you shape. It's a framework like the poles of a tent or the beams of a building. Your skeleton is made up of more than 200 bones. Some are longer than a roll of paper towels. Some are shorter than a grain of rice. Bones make it possible for you to move. You could not run, walk, or swim without bones. Muscles are attached to bones. Bones and muscles work as team when you swing your arms and move your legs. Some bones protect your soft insides. A cage of bone colored ribs protects your hair. The skull protects your brain and eyes. Bone is made mainly of collagen, calcium, and phosphorus. It also contains magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium are minerals that make bone hard. A newborn baby has almost 300 bones, but an adult has only 206. Do the missing bones disappear? No. As babies get older, some of their bones fuse or grow together. Many smaller bones join together to form fewer large ones. Take your weight and divide it by 5. That's about how much your skeleton weighs. So if you weigh 50 pounds, your skeleton weighs about 10 pounds. The hard outer part of bone is compact bone. Compact bone is heavy and strong. The inner part of bone is spongy bone. It is lighter and has love on space like a sponge. This space makes bones fairly lightweight. In fact, the total weight of the muscles in your body is more than the weight of your bones. You may have seen bones in a museum.
They are usually dry and white. Living bones inside people are moist. They are brownish or slightly pink. Living bone is covered by a thin, skin-like membrane that helps bones grow and heal. Marrow fills the core of large bones, such as arm and leg bones. Marrow is where blood cells are made. Bones meet at joints, such as shoulder joints, elbow joints, and hip joints. Joints allow bone to move. Ligaments attach one bone to another. Two of the major kinds of joints in your body are hinge joints and ball and socket joints. Hinge joints are like door hinges. They allow bones to swing back and forth, but only in one direction. Your knees, elbows, and fingers have hinge joints. They can bend and strengthen, but not too far. The elbows and knees lock when straight, giving extra stability. Shoulders and hips have ball and socket joints. The top end of the other arm bone is rounded, like a ball. It fits into a cup-shaped socket in your shoulder. This kind of joint allows a lot of freedom of movement. It lets you swing your arms in circles. From head to toe. The human body is full and amazing bones. Think about the skull, for example. Skulls may seem scary, but the one you have helps you smile. Muscles attached to the skull have cured your lips. The skull is also a natural helmet. It protects the brain. The cube-shaped bones of the eye sockets protect the eyes. The skull is made up of 28 bones. 8 bones cover the brain, making the cranium and brain case. The face has 14 bones. A human skull may look like it is missing the nose. That is because the tip of the human nose is not made of bone. It is of cartilage. Cartilage is tissue too, is softer or more flexible than bone. It also decomposes before the hard, bony skeleton. So a skull usually has a hole where the cartilage was. Your upper ear is made of cartilage too.
Sitting in a room made up of only big white walls, and in the hall there's people looking through the window and the door. They know exactly what we're here for.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Last night you were so in my face. You really...
Escucha todos los martes Boyacá AM, Amigos de la Mañana, a través de la Radio UNAD Virtual. Boyacá AM, Amigos de la Mañana, de Colombia para el mundo.
Actualidad,
investigación
y mucho más en Café Huella.
Todos los miércoles a las 7:30 de la noche por la RV.
Yeah. Porque este café es tu espacio.
Sure. Nuestro espacio.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura de Inglés. Interesting topic.
This big talk that so now I see you walking. Oh,
When a baby is born, it's school, it has soft spots, calorie content. Fun to nail. These are places where the bond in school has not yet gone together. As the baby gets older, these areas will close. Below the school is the spine or scale, the big bone. The spine acts as a root supporting your body. It is made of small bones called vertebrae, root to brain. Vertebrae are strong on your spinal cord, along with like bundle of nerves, like bit on a necklace. In between the vertebrae are cushions for cartilage, high and disc. This disc is composed more quickly than bone, so you won't see them on most skeletons. The human skeleton has the pituitary vertebrae, and the lower arms are present from the sacrum and the tailbone. Extension from hip to hip is a blow-shaped collection of bones called the bony pelvis. It protects the organs in your lower abdomen and pelvis.
Hey, we hope you are enjoying this radio program. It's really easy to learn about different topics. Please stay with us.
Snakes. Snakes are legless crawling animals. They come in many colors and patterns, and can be as little as 5 inches to as long as 30 feet. People are afraid of snakes because many varieties are poisonous, but there are harmless snakes as well. Snakes can move quickly and easily in many ways. They can swim, climb, and crawl because their spines are very flexible. Snakes' bodies are covered with scales. They hear through vibrations from the ground. Their eyes are covered by a clear skin so they can keep them open and see even in water. Sharks. There are more than 205 kinds of sharks. They can be as small as 4 inches or as long as 60 feet. Although only very few sharks are dangerous to humans, sharks are feared more than any other animal in the sea or on land. They eat other fish, swimming rapidly and constantly in search of food. When a shark loses a tooth, it grows another in its place. Some sharks live deep in the ocean, while others live near to the surface. Newborn sharks are exactly like their parents, only smaller. Sharks do not take care of their young. The shark's only enemy is a larger shark.
Grasshoppers live in fields and meadows. They eat leaves on many different plants and can reach when you pluck grasshoppers. Insect. Grasshoppers live in fields and meadows. They eat leaves of many different plants and can ruin valuable farm crops. Grasshoppers have many enemies, such as birds, mice, and other insects. Their bodies are covered with cells. They have strong teeth and horns. Their legs are very important because they hear, jump, and protect the wings. The higher grasshoppers can grasshoppers have 5 eyes. They can see to the sides in front and in back of themselves. Some grasshoppers have long arms. The trident grasshoppers are quiet locusts. Toucan bird. Toucans are distinguished from other birds with the size and colors of the birds. They are found in the forests of Central and South America. The smallest toucans are about 13 inches and the large about 25. There are 40 different kinds of toucan. When they sleep, they turn their heads around. put them on their backs and fold their tails off their chin. To count, feathers are very brightly colored. The light and build the nests for their eggs in hollow trees. The babies hatch in 15 days and they stay in the nests for about 2 months.
Of course, no other animal has been so helpful to people as the horse. The soldiers, hunters, farmers, and travelers depend on horse for many centuries. Horses are among the fastest and strongest animals on earth. They provide sport, transportation, and work of many kinds. A male horse is called a stallion, the young male is called the female. The female mare, the young female filly, the newborn are called foal. A pony is a full-grown horse that is shorter and smaller than a regular horse. Horses are found in most countries of the world. They eat grains and plants. Butterflies. Butterflies are among the most beautiful creatures in the world. They come in brilliant colors, many sizes, from 3 to 11 inches. Moths fly only during the day. Butterflies grow through interesting stages. Before they appear in their winter form, they are caterpillars at that stage. They can do damage by eating crops. Butterflies are not harmful at all, but helpful. They carry pollen that helps fruits and flowers to grow. Butterflies stay the same size throughout their life. They are found everywhere, even near the North and South Poles.
Octopuses live in the sea. They eat other sea creatures. The most unusual thing about the octopus is its 18 wavy arms. It uses them to catch its food and to help it move throughout the water. It sees very well. An octopus hides from its enemies in the cracks of rocks. It can also protect itself by squirting its dark, inky liquid. Although it looks frightening, the octopus very seldom attacks. When it's attacked, the octopus can turn many different colors, even striped.
You'd rather be, you're always on display for everyone to watch and learn from. Don't you know by now you can't turn back, because this will never end.
It's time to live.
I hope this radio program has been a good experience for you. I had enjoyed a lot listening to students, because I think they are really nice, funny, and they have beautiful dreams and hopeful. Listen us all Sundays, listen these girls and boys. In fact, they are doing this program for you. Excellent week, see you soon.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual,